Greg Mortensen, the author and philanthropist, is pushing back against allegations made by the CBS program 60 Minutes. He admitted to making some mistakes in running his Montana-based charity and in his best-selling book, Three Cups of Tea, but he vowed to defend himself. And now his charity faces an inquiry from Montana's attorney general. NPR's Neda Ulubi wondered why these publishing problems keep happening.
It almost feels now like an annual occurrence. The running of the fraudulent memoirist.
I wrote it from memory.
I'm J.T. Leroy. My real name is Jeremiah.
Gangs in L.A. recruit like the NFL. They go out, they look at kids. Okay, that kid doesn't have parents.
Those were, in order, James Fry defending his memoir on Oprah, the supposed young male writer J.T. Leroy on a French talk show. He turned out to be a middle-aged woman. And Margaret Seltzer on NPR's Tell Me More, promoting her completely made-up remembrance of running drugs for gangs in L.A. Now, thanks to 60 Minutes Exposé this Sunday, it seems Greg Mortensen's joined the ranks.
Greg Mortensen's book, Three Cups of Tea, is a publishing phenomenon that has made him a celebrity, a cult-like figure on the lecture circuit, and inspired people to give nearly $60 million to his charity.
The story of Mortensen's mission to build schools for kids in remote Afghan and Pakistani villages sold over 4 million copies. It's required reading for American military there. But on CBS, Mortensen's story was debunked by everyone from journalist John Krakauer.
It's a beautiful story, and it's a lie.
To the tribesmen who allegedly kidnapped him.
This is totally false, and he is lying. He was not kidnapped.
The obvious question posed by Oprah Winfrey to James Fry on her show.
Why didn't you just write a novel?
For the answer, let's turn to Ira Silverberg. He was J.T. Leroy's agent.
The biggest problem publishers have is that the fiction category isn't as good as it used to be. And in the age of Oprah and celebrity reality television and true tales, everyone wants a spokesperson for some horrible incident or some horrible tragedy. So a lot of writers feel forced into making memoir of something that might more accurately be called fiction.
Which horrifies acclaimed memoirists like Mary Carr, author of The Liars Club and most recently Lit.
It's really obscene. I mean, as somebody, you know, I spend years writing books and spend a lot of time with the people who are in them.
Carr says she does no fact-checking at all. Instead, she relies on collective memory.
I write the books entirely from memory. I don't do research. And then when they're done, I just send them to the people who are in them.
And not once has she ever been accused of anything worse than getting a date wrong. Still, inaccurate memoirs have enjoyed gloriously long histories, says literary agent Scott Mendel.
And I think we know from memoirs going back all the way to St. Augustine's Confessions that, you know, writers embellish their stories in order to make the point, in order to affect their readers as powerfully as possible.
So why aren't publishing houses more careful, the way newspapers and magazines are?
There's actually a warranty clause where, you know, the author is obligated to assert that the facts are true and that there's no fraud being perpetrated on the public or on the publishing house.
And the noble old world of publishing has not yet adapted to a digital age where fact-checking is sport, with results spread smoking gun style over the internet.
I'm always suspect of a memoir in which someone becomes a hero.
Mary Carr says the memoirs that tend to fall apart under scrutiny reflect their authors' outsized narcissism. And she says, don't blame the publishers.
It's not their job. If they had to have a fact-checking department like the New Yorker and fact-check at that level of detail, they couldn't afford to be in business.
Book agent Ira Silverberg agrees, but he thinks a distinction should be drawn between a literary memoir that looks at families or addictions and one like Three Cups of Tea.
That book stands out as a very unique example of a news-making book.
Dealing with live, active problems and people on the ground.
And should be treated with a little bit more vetting than something that is told perhaps in the past. I mean, this is a guy who's running a nonprofit.
And whose Three Cups of Tea now have him in metaphorical hot water. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.